Torah Parshat Chazmiya that we read is not often read, and that's because we had Chazmiya separated from the Torah. Usually they're together. So what exactly was that Torah about? A very interesting story. It actually begins with a smaller story, and you wonder why it had to start with that. The main story is about Naaman, the general of Aram, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, and how he was healed from his leprosy, his tzaras, it's called. And tzaras in the Chumash has obviously overlap with the notion called leprosy. He had the skin disease, and he was healed through the instructions of Elisha the Navi. Just before we get to that story, which is Kapitul Hey, so it begins with the Ishba Mibal Shalisha. This is a visit that was brought by a person from Baal Shalisha, wherever that was. He comes to Elisha and he brings him some food, just newly ripened barley, different things that he brought. And people were, at that point, it was a famine, so it wasn't so easy to manage on whatever food they had. And he was instructed by Elisha that people should eat it. And the Nishari said, 100 people, this is so little. And he said, don't worry, it will be enough, and it was enough. Vayisu kidvar Hashem. Nice pasuk. Vayitim lefnei vayolchu vayisu kidvar Hashem. I think the Sfaradim say this in benching, correct? At the end, the psukim at the end of benching, I believe so. Vayitim lefnei vayolchu vayotiru kidvar Hashem. It's a beautiful pasuk right over here that we hear it read yesterday. So you have to know why we even started with this story. It probably has to do with, I'm conjecturing, because as you see in the end of the story that's coming right after this, when Naaman was healed, he offered a tremendous amount as a token of appreciation to Elisha. Elisha refused to take, because Elisha performed a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and he didn't want to undermine the Kiddush Hashem by taking the gift from Naaman. So the irony is that here, right beginning of the Torah that we read, he took, and the Gemara in Ksuvos talks about giving, bringing a gift to a Talmid Chacham, is maybe Bikurim, that's why it says here, he brought Lechem Bikurim. That was appropriate in that context. But the same Elisha didn't take from Naaman. What comes after the Torah is over, if you read on in the Pesukim, in Malachim, so he had a Nishares, what was his name? Elisha's Nishares, Gehazi. Who kadosh ve'em esharas of kadoshim, says the Gemara. Elisha was very, very holy. Gehazi was anything but. And all kinds of things the Gemara says about Gehazi. And what happens afterwards is that Gehazi was very money hungry, and he had his own agendas, and he didn't always follow what Elisha would have wanted. So he runs after Naaman. This is what we don't read in the Torah. And he makes up a story about some more people that came, and my master said that we should give them some things for them, and he gave, and Elisha and Gehazi brought it back, and Elisha finally realized what he had done, and that's when Elisha issues a curse against Gehazi, and he says, "Betzaras Naaman tidbak b'cha ubezarach le'olam, v'yetzei mufana mitzarach hasholik." That's the end of Kapitul Hey, and that's what would normally be the Haftorah Mitzora. Next week in Shabbos Agada, we're not going to be reading it, but the Haftorah Mitzora or Tazria Mitzora is Abba Mitzoraim Hayu. That there was a war against Aram, and the four Mitzrayim, who are they? And they ended up finding, Aram had been scared off because Hashem created an intimidation tactic, and they ran off, and then these four Mitzrayim came and looted. Who are they? Gehazi and the three children. So anyway, that's the sequel to the story of the Haftorah. So I think that's why maybe it starts with saying how he took the Bikurim, Lechem Bikurim, and at the end he didn't want to take it. Interesting person, Naaman, who was he? This is a person who was full of gaiva, as the story begins. He was a Sartzva Melech Aram, described here, the general of Melech Aram. He was Ish Gadol Lefnei Adonav Nesufanim. He had tremendous stature and status, big shot. And then it says, what else did he have in his resume? Kivo Nasan Hashem Tshua La'aram. Aram had a salvation through him. So Rashi brings from the Medrash, interesting thing. What was the Tshua La'aram that's being alluded to? So this is Malachim Beis. If you look at the end of Malachim Aleph, which is all artificially divided, as you know, it's not really, it's really one safe in Malachim, but Malachim Aleph, at the end, you have the war where Achav, Melech Achav, died. He was the only casualty of the war. But it was a tremendous loss. Because Chazal say that his hesped was itself equivalent to that of Yoshio HaMelech. and it was predicted by one Navi, who I forget it was Michayahu, I think was his name, and all the other people were saying, don't worry, you'll be victorious in Ramoth Gilead, go. And he spoke the truth, and Lemaisa, Achav didn't listen to the Navi Emes, he listened to all the other yes men saying that we should go to war. And Yoshafat, which was Mechutin with Achav, went also to the war. And there was, as the Pasuk says, I don't have Lech Malach in front of me, there was an archer that was, it says, Yorib Ketumo. He just took a shot, like in the dark, so to speak, and it hit Achav. And Achav died, and everyone scattered. And that was what the Navi predicted would happen. So Rashi quotes that that is, who was the archer who killed Achav? It was this Naaman. Hu mashach bakeshes Ketumo, baharagis Achav. That's Rashi quotes from Medrash Tehillim. So that is one thing about this Naaman. What else do we know about Naaman? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perk Chelek and also in Sanhedrin in Gittin and Zion, and this is the end of the story, what happens, because he was so impressed with Elisha, he was a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav means he's Mekabel not to worship Avodah Zarah. Technically, every guy has mitzvah and mitzvahs, but there's something specific about a person who makes such a Kabbalah. Different shita is exactly what is Mekabel. The mainstream shita is not to do Avodah Zarah. Maybe Sheva Mitzvahs by extension. And as a result, he gets certain privileges to live in Eretz Yisrael. And Ger Toshav is a status in between a regular Ben Noach and a Ger Tzedek. So he was considered to be a Ger Toshav. That's at the end of the story. But at the beginning of the story, he's very cynical and very full of himself. And yet, and meanwhile, something else happens. There's a war. Aram, there were constantly battles between Eretz Yisrael, the kings who were ruling Eretz Yisrael, and Aram. So they went and they took a captive, Vayishbu me'eretz Yisrael Narok Tana. The Gemara discusses what Narok Tana sounds like, it's one or the other. So somewhere in the Gemara, so they think Rashi quotes it. It was a young girl from the year Naron. So she wasn't a Narok, she was a Ketana. Either way, it says Narok Ketana. From Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how many times in Tanakh you have the expression Eretz Yisrael, in Mishnah you have it. In Melachim, here you have it twice. The Yishbu me'eretz Yisrael Narok Ketana. They took her as a captive, as a hostage. Vatigah Fnei Eishes Naaman. And she was there serving and involved with Naaman's wife. Now, it also mentions before that he was a Mitzorah. He was Gibor Chayil Mitzorah. So this was what happened. They took her as captive. There is a Medrash. It's a Medrash in Tazviya. Medrash Tanchuma. It's looking over the Shabbos at the Medrash Tanchuma Tazviya toward the end. The Medrash talks about the different Golios that are alluded to by the words Esa, Pachas, Beheres. And then the Medrash says toward the end, why did Naaman get Saras? Because they took this hostage. Unbelievable. Ba'olam hazeh para HaKadosh Baruch Hu misoneim she Yisrael harbe v'hika osam b'tzaras u'mi haya zeh Naaman shenemar v'naman sats b'melch haram ish hayish gadol v'ish gibor chaya mitzora v'shvil man etzdara v'shvil sheshava meret yisrael narok tana. And it goes on to say ba'olam hazeh hilkal ovdi avadizar b'tzaras v'af lo'asid kach yolka osam b'tzaras. This is by Gog u'Magog, as I mentioned before, that was kind of connected. So this is the idea of Mida connected Mida. Earlier also it says, according to Zechariah as well, that's why they're going to be struck during Mechemes Gog u'Magog, because they are attacking Klal Yisrael. This is what I write in the Medrash. Mamish, Pasha's Tazviya, yesterday's Pasha. Okay. So Naaman was a Mitzora, whatever reason, as we say, and there was this woman taken as captive, this young girl, and she had respect for Elisha and Navi. So she tells her mistress, master, the wife of Naaman, Achalei Adoni lefnei Anavi asher b'shomron. Seek out, ask Achalena. Achalefanav means I will ask the Mevakesh from the Navi in Shomron, that was the capital, Oz Yesavosu Mitzarato. He's going to cleanse him, Sifa, like it says by Miriam, Bachat Yosef, he'll be healed. So he tells his the head of Aram, his master, his superior, Kazos to Kazos, Dibra Hanara, Hashem Eretz Yisrael, again twice, the Eretz Yisrael. So Melech Aram says, I'm going to send a message to Melech Yisrael. It doesn't say who he was, I think it was Yehoram, the son of Achav. That's what the Mefarshim say. And he goes with all this wealth, Kikri Kesef, Zav, changes of clothing. He brings the message to Melech Yisrael, and the message says that I'm sending this to you, I'm sending Naaman, my servant, I want you to heal him. The Melech Yisrael gets petrified. This is all it's all a scheme. This is a ruse. I can heal this person from his haras. He cures his clothing. Halukim ani lo hamisul hachios. Kisei shalechel ha'lesev ishmitzarato. Mis'anehuli. Elisha heard that the king tore his garments. He sends a message to the king. Why are you doing that? This is an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. Yavo na elai v'yeda ki yesh navi b'Yisrael. Let him come to me and everyone will know that there is a Navi in Israel. Pashup Shat means Kiddush Hashem. The Biskav Rav in Chumash says, Biskavart. In order to be Mekabel, to be a Ger Tosha, the Rambam writes, Ben Noach has to Mekabel, we mentioned it once before, for the sake of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us through the Torah that the Mitzvah, and then he gets Chel Kenal Mabah, and so on. So therefore, he had to know about Nevuah, he had to know about Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, that's the meaning of Yedag Yesh Navi Israel. Okay. So Naaman comes with his chariots. Again, big shot Naaman. He's by the entrance of the house. Elisha doesn't even come out. And Elisha sends a message saying, go seven times and wash, dip, immerse yourself in the Yarden, and your flesh will become healed. Naaman takes it very personally. This is how he treats me. Again, you can see where he's holding in the beginning of the episode. Vayiksof Naaman vayelach. Hinei amati la yetzi yatzov amati. I thought he would come out to me. I thought he'd wave his hand, right? And this is what they do, right? That's the way kishuv works sometimes. Just we wave of the hand and it will just make me better. This is what he's telling me. And he gets more cynical. He'll tell Amanna Ufarpa Naros domestic. I got spies in domestic too. Where I come from in Syria. What do I need? The waters, the dirty waters, the filthy waters of the cynicism, the bittul. You call me Yisrael, hal echad v'evet taharti, and he goes out in a puff, even v'ech b'chem. So then his servants calm him down. They say, look, you think he asked you such a big deal? Okay, if he would have asked you something, do something big, probably were worth doing it also. But ki amad echad v'chad v'tahar, okay, swell your pride. Okay, he says, go into the yard 7 times, go and do it. So he does it. As Elisha said, "Vayyashav b'sarv b'kipsar nar kadin vayutar," and he was healed. So now it is a transformation. He comes back, him and his whole entourage. He stands in front of him. He's healed. Hinei noyadati ki ein elokim lechol haaretz ki b'Yisrael. There's a medrash in Mechilta Parshas Yisro. This is one better than Yisro. Yisro sadat yadati ki gadol Hashem kol Elohim. Means ki'ilu that there is other gods, but this God is the best of all, the most powerful. He's one up on Yisrael. He says, there's only one God, not he's the best of all of them. That's how the Medrash Mechilta says it. They quote it in the New Nachsir, so you get some of my Mekomis. Thank you. What's the Dvarim Rabbah? Same Medrash. Okay. The Ata Kachna Bracham Esavda. Take a present. Hayom Echai Hashem Shamati Ufanav in Ekach. Vayitza Bolakach Es Vayimoein. Kiddush Hashem should not be undermined, just like Avraham Avinu Melech Sodom, right? He didn't want to taint his Kiddush Hashem. Vayom Naaman, okay, so let me do the following. Now, suddenly, look how he looks at, he views Eretz Yisrael a whole different way. He was laughing, scoffing at the waters of Eretz Yisrael. Now he says, V'lo yuta na l'abdacha masa temet pradim adoma. Let me take some earth from the land where you are, where I am right now, and I'm only going to serve Hashem and offer kavanas to Him. And mizbech adama tasali, it says in parasha right in Yisrael. So let me take adama and build a mizbech. But he asked for one permission for something. He says, I have to ask you the following. Forgive me for this. This is a sugya in Sanhedrin. Every pasuk you can connect to different sugyas. I'm going to Beis Rimon. Beis Rimon is the house of Avodah Zarah, and I have to bow there because that's the protocol, and I'm with the king, and forgive me, because I'm not really going to be thinking about the Avodah Zarah, but I have to go through the motions because of that, the Avodah Zarah that they do there in Aram. And Elisha says, Lech Shalom. Last pasuk of that Torah, Lech Shalom. So the Gemara Sanhedrin has a shaila. Is it that Noach mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem or not? We have a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. That means for Avodah Zarah, better you have to let yourself be killed than to worship Avodah Zarah. Here you have Naaman ben Noach, maybe a Ger Tosha by now, and he's telling Elisha, I have no choice, I have to go through the motions to bow to the Avodah Zarah, but I don't really mean it, but he's doing it. So the Gemara Nevut, and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet and Beis, and Ayin Hevet Aleph, he has the question. Boy, min nein meravami, ben Noach mitzvah k'dushas Hashem, o im mitzvah k'dushas Hashem. So the Gemara brings this pasuk from the Torah. That he says, Lech Shalom, v'emisa lo lemelei. So, they're sounding like Yersa. Basically, the way it sounds way from Rashi, the Gemara was not poshet, the Shaila, because Habit's in Habit for Hesia. It could be it's only a Shaila for Hesia. So, we are really maybe the Yitzhak of Kiddush Hashem, so it sounds like it's not necessarily resolved. Tosu says, what's the Shaila? Why do we have to give up our lives? It says, V'chai Bahem. So, that's only by Kaisa. So, why is there a Shaila? The Torah says, maybe you need b'chai behem, because otherwise you learn from Shamitz, from Ritzeach and Hamarasa, that you're Hagbal Yavor. So, therefore, without that, anyway, you wouldn't have to give up. So, therefore, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Anyway, so the Gemara leaves it maybe as a Shaila. The Rambam Paskin Tochus Malachim, in Perak Yud, that Ben Noach is not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. So, this is another relevant and interesting connection to that Torah. How does it end? The last two words of that Torah, and also, this is something if you might have said with Rashi, you'll know what I'm referring to. The last words, where does it end? Vayom lech shalom, yelach me'ito, kivras aretz. Where else do you find that expression, kivras aretz? In Chumash? Bracha. Twice. First in the story, where she's giving birth to Binyamin. So in Parashas Vayishlach, that they're coming toward Beis Lechem. Vayisum yibesel, vayhi od kivras ha'aretz lavo efrasa. Vatelet racham at the kashbalit, that's in Vayishlach. And Yaakov, when he's talking to Yosef in Vayichi, he also uses the same expression. Vani bevoim padan, meisal ay rachel, be'eretz k'nan baderach, v'od kivras ha'aretz lavo efrasa. So, there's a big tumult in the Mefarshim. What does kivras ha'aretz actually mean? You have it twice here by Rachel, and you have it here by Naaman. Vayach mito kivras ha'aretz. So Rashi and Chumash spends time trying to figure out. He brings various pshatim, Menachem Pirish, Lashon Kabir, Riboy, Malach Rav. He brings a medrash that the land was in a certain state. The Ainz Pshuto Shel Mikras is Rashi. Sharei Ben Naaman Matzino, Vayech Meito Kivas Aretz. Ba'omer Ani Shehu Shem Midas Karka, Kamo Malach Parso Yosef. It's like a certain measure of karka, as Rashi says in Vayechi as well. Kivas Aretz, Midas Aretz. The Ramban is Mari Chus and Pashas Vayishach. You can take a look, and he writes something that he added in Eretz Yisrael because he connects it to the distance where Rachel is buried in Beis Lechem, and now he sees the geography. Originally, he liked what Radak said. Radak said something in Sefer Shirashim that the kaf is a prefix and baras is like food, the amount of time it takes from one meal to the other. So all these mafarshim are trying to figure out what the word is, and you have it twice in Sefer Bereishis, and you have it over here in Malach. Where else do we mention Naaman's healing in our davening? The Siddur? Anywhere? It's okay. Where we mention Naaman's healing in davening? I don't say it, but you say it. You call the Siddur. Brichas Kohanim. So when the Kohanim give you a chance, the Kahal, a chance to make a tefillah for dreams, and what's the marker for such a tefillah? Gemara in Brachas, right? In the last parak, in Parak Havoah. So it's interesting. The connection is also worth thinking about. What's the Shaykhis, but not for now. But the Gemara has the halacha brought in the ninth parak, that a person who sees a dream doesn't know what his dream means, and the Gemara brings a whole nusach of what should be said. Now, it's interesting because it talks about different. If the dream needs refuah, then strengthen and heal them the way, and the Gemara brings a few things that were done like the water of Marah was healed by Moshe, the water of Yericho was healed by Elisha. And in our Gemara, it doesn't mention Naaman. It mentions Miriam from Hartzaras. The Gemara does not mention Naaman. If you look in the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rush, they mention Naaman as well. So the Rush there in Terekaroa, where is it? Simon Hay. His gear is a little different than our gear in the Gemara. Rathim, the Im Tzrichim Refua, Rathim Kimei Mara Ade Moshe, Ukitzaras Miriam Ade Moshe, Ukitzaras Naaman Ade Elisha. That is the gear of the Rush. The Rif also has mentioning of Naaman, slightly different gears than the Rush. So our Siddur follows the Rishonim that mentions Naaman as well. So you have Naaman being healed through Elisha in the davening. The Shaila is, what's the connection between all these things that we mentioned? And also, doesn't always seem to follow the order of the Chumash. Chizkiyahu was sick, that was earlier. But there's a very nice chat that they bring it from the Prisha, the Drisha. It's brought by others, the Rabbi quotes it, but the Prisha says it on that Simon in Shulchan Aruch, where the Torah quotes in the Sach, he also mentions Naaman, Simon Kuf Lamed, Nor Chaim. So the priest explains that it's not just that the tzara disappeared, but the tzara brought something better than was before. Moshe didn't daven that the water of Marah should not be bitter. Then you're back to square one. In other words, they should get removed the water, but rather it became sweet. Because then, otherwise, they still don't have water. So the water became sweet, better than if you had no bitter water. Now the water became sweet. By Yericho as well, he davened that the water becomes sweet. Miriam, getting healed, brought a toeles, that now we all understood the greatness, the severity of the sin of Lashon Hara. And finally, he says, by Naaman, Olam Yizos toeles, Yenis Alav, Yenis Kadish, Moshe, Hashem Yisbarach, Yemifur Sham, Ben Yano, Kol Machia Umos Kitcha, Meshivcha, Hashem Yisbarach, Adezeh. So because Naaman was such a famous big shot, and he came around to recognize that only there's only one God in the world, and therefore the fact that we ask for the dream to be transformed, Dafka, taking examples where it brought to light something that would never have been before. That is, that's the kind of the... Okay, so these are different inyanim that we could take out of a very story that's rarely read, but there's a lot to discover in it. Okay.